Yo, what's going on? It is 1 p.m. here in Crystal Lake, Illinois. That means it's time for another live stream. Today is Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday. Today we're going to play a game on April 2nd, 2024. And because Boston Marathon is coming up, we're going to have a Boston Marathon themed trivia. And I feel like I've done two things here. I feel like most of these questions, you don't need to really know anything about Boston Marathon. You can just totally kind of guess. Maybe it helps if you know a little bit. But you can pretty much kind of guess for a lot of these. So that should be kind of fun, even if you don't know a lot about Boston Marathon. But I also feel like I got some deep cuts in here. So if you don't know, even if you do know a lot of Boston Marathon trivia, I feel like you're going to enjoy this one. So we'll play that in a minute. Remember, there's no points and no prizes, but hopefully we'll have some fun. Before we get to it, though, let's say hi to everyone listening on the audio-only version on the podcast. Hope you guys are having a dry run today. Today, good news, bad news. Good news is Sage and Sandy put my favorite workout on the calendar. 6x6 minutes at threshold, 1 minute recoveries. I did them in the Evo once. It was a lot of fun. Bad news, it was my least favorite kind of weather, like 38 degrees and raining. Did have some wins, but I did a lot of hunting, and I found a route that would give me mostly tailwinds for the workout. So, you know, bad news, good news. Good news, bad news. So that was my workout for today. But like, I did it in a long sleeve and like thin gloves, and that was not enough. Because once I got wet, I got really, really cold, and it was uncomfortable towards the end. So that was not great. So hopefully you're having a much drier run than I am. And for everyone watching this later but not live, this is the number one live stream to listen to. Oh boy. In case you need reminders, that's my reminder to come down here for the live stream. This is the number one live stream if you need reminders to make sure you schedule your dental appointments. I got to cut out early today because I've been putting off a dental appointment. Remember I told you guys a little while ago, I lost a filling, it fell out, and I needed to get it replaced? I never did. And then last night I was flossing gingerly around the area where the filling had fallen out, but I must have nicked or something with the flosser, and a big chunk of my tooth fell off. It's gross. And I was scared. And I couldn't tell if that was just another part of filling or like half my tooth fell out. I'm not sure. But my wife was like, I'm not letting you schedule your own dental appointments anymore. She scheduled an emergency appointment for me today. That's why I got to leave early today. So my appointment's in an hour from now. But if you need to schedule a dental appointment, put this window on the side. Open up another browser, find your dentist, and schedule something today. If you have dental insurance, you get 2 a year anyway. So just get it done. Use them up. Use them or lose them. You know what I mean? All right. Let's see who we got here in the chat. Stephen Ganoz is here. He says, I've been out of town for over a week. Came home to find a Capuzzi Path hat in the mail. Now I have to think of something clever to do with it. Nice. You could take it out on the trails now that you're a trail runner. You know what I thought was really funny? When Serious Runner became a Serious Trail Runner, it just really started to look a lot like Stephen Ganoza, just like regular Stephen Ganoza. So that's funny. Anyway, good to see you, Stephen. All right. Terry Furlong says, it is the UK weather in Cambridgeshire. I'm sure I said that wrong. Is 16 degrees Celsius, windless and cloud-free. Perfect. That sounds great. That sounds really great. All right. T.A. Lou says, yo, genuine shoe brand question. Did Saucony dislike your review for the Endorphin Speed 3 last year that they didn't send you the usuals like the Pro and Speed 4 plus the Ride 17 this year? Possibly. I've kind of been bad-mouthing Saucony for years. I didn't love the Endorphin Speed 3. It hurts my feet to run in that one. I wish it didn't, because otherwise I think it's a great shoe. A couple years before that, I also made a video called Is Saucony Bad for You? Because they put the hint of stability in shoes and it was really messing me up right around the time that I had my runner's knee. And so like every couple of years, I make a very negative video about Saucony. I don't think that's why I didn't get any of the shoes this year. So I just filmed my review for the Endorphin Speed 4. And I had to remember, which is the case for pretty much all shoes. I never remember how shoes get here. Because a lot of times by the time I reviewed the shoe, it's already been a long time since it's been in the house. And then I've run in it for like a week or two, you know. And so I always don't remember anyway. And then I had to refilm the part where I talk about how the shoe got to me, because I thought for some reason that it had been sent to me, but then I remembered I had to buy them myself this year. And I don't think it's because, here's where it could be, it could maybe, it could might not be. The person that normally sends me shoes, like the person that sent me that Endorphin Speed, remember that crate for the Endorphin, not the Speed, Endorphin Elite, remember that crate? And I had to open up with the Saucony hammer, and I have a Saucony hammer that says Kofuzi on it. That person no longer, so Saucony is owned by, I forget, some other parent company. They own Vans, they own, Wolverine Worldwide or something like that. They own a boots company. They own a bunch of other things. And that company did one of those things where rather than downsizing, they're like, we're moving everyone to another office. Now, this one's maybe a little bit more different than that, because they said they're taking everyone from the Boston office and moving them to the home office where all the other brands are located in somewhere Michigan, Wolverine, Michigan or something like that. I'm not sure where. Not one of the big cities, not like Grand Rapids, not Detroit. It might be a suburb of a big city, but it's not like they're moving everyone to Detroit or Grand Rapids or Ann Arbor or anything like that. It's to the headquarters somewhere else. A lot of the people that liked working for Saucony in Boston, understandably, didn't want to move to Michigan. And so one of those people was my normal contact. And so when I sent emails asking for Endorphin Pro 4 and Endorphin Speed 4, I just didn't get a response, you know? And so it was, which is weird, because you would think you would get a out of office kind of thing, or it would get auto forwarding to somewhere. But so I thought, you know what? Maybe it's just no one picked it up, and the normal person who normally sent me stuff no longer works there, and no one's realized that I haven't been getting things yet. Here's the thing. I've been saying many times that, like, hey, can someone from Saucony please email me? And no one does. And I've been messaging the Saucony Instagram account. Can someone please email me? No contact at all. So no one's emailing me. So I don't know. I might be blacklisted from Saucony. But that's okay. That's fine. I still like their shoes. They're going to like the review that I have for the Endorphin Speed. But that's okay. So that's what's going on. No one has sent me the ride. I don't think anyone's going to send me the ride. The last Saucony shoe that I received was the Saucony Sinister. But then again, that was from the old contact, who now I believe works at Whoop, which is still a Boston-based company, or at least has offices in Boston. So I guess that person just didn't want to move. All right. Alex Herm says, come to mile 17.5 at Boston. Saucony Cheer Zone would love to have you, LOL. I actually am not sure if I'd be welcome there. You know what I mean? Because if, like, it's one thing if I get, you know, I'm not gonna try and make anybody uncomfortable about it, you know? So we'll see. Maybe someone will email me at some point, but I don't know. Herm says, you know, I have 3 rides. You can choose which one you want. Sure, I'll take one. Yeah. I don't think we're the same size, though, Herm. That's it, you know. Grant Reese says there's a Cohen Saucony beef. It's one way if there's a beef. I've told you guys the Endorphin Elite is one of the best racing shoes that exists on the market right now. I really like the Endorphin Speed 4. It doesn't give me the same, at least not yet, it doesn't give me the same problem as the Endorphin Speed 3. Saucony Sinister was a shoe I was considering getting for my daughter for her track season. But, you know, I don't know. There. Stephen Gonzalez says, not being welcome at the Saucony Cheer Zone tent is better than not being welcome in all of Boston. You're just not welcome anywhere there's a Tracksmith banana or there's the BAA. That's all. Kevin says, has Saucony become Nike with only wanting praise? I don't think that's what's going on. I really think that's what's going on with Saucony is that they've had a big personnel change, because a lot of people came over from Boston, is the impression that I got. That's the scuttlebutt. And I don't get the sense that they're in a rush to rehire those positions. And so they're not the only Britain that's had like personnel changes. And so like that has left me in the lurch a little bit, and it's been frustrating. So like I'm trying to navigate it. I'm also lucky that now I do have management that helps me with that kind of stuff. So I could just be like, can you find someone that works over there? Although I guess I should ask them maybe if they know someone at Saucony. But anyway, I don't really take it. I don't think that it's like they're mad because someone said something negative. I just really think that the people that are there are swamped. I have a feeling that a lot of like, you know, there was that big thing. They did the thing with the ride where it came in a box like you're buying a soccer ball, right? And then they did the thing with the scrolling where people would like break a pretend phone and then the shoes on the side, you know? I get the sense that's not being run by Saucony people. That's getting run by PR company, you know, so they're farming that out. So I just think that there's some transition happening. Hopefully they'll get that sorted. My bigger concern, and I've had this conversation, and I don't want to start rumors. I won't say that because I don't want to start rumors, but I think we'll just leave it there. All right. Andrew Scott says, critical question, is the Sam Adams 26.2 brew any good? It's pretty tasty. I would drink. I don't know. I don't remember how many I had. I don't think I had any last year. I must have had some after the race. I don't really recall. I didn't have any at the expo, but I don't know. Smalls, Miguel wants to know, has the Nike sent you the Invincible 4s yet? If you can't say, wink once. Nike has... So there's a nice person over at Nike that Drew Whitcomb knows, and he tried to, and I met her in Austin. She seems like a really nice person. And she has left it open as like, if you ever need anything, let me know. And I said, thanks. So, but I don't need anything. So that's kind of where I left it. I think I could get Nike to send me product, but I'll just wait. I'll wait and buy it myself. That's how I feel about that. Rajkumar Rashinji says, what's the Kabuzi run comp plan for the April 8th on Total Eclipse? Will you run with special glasses? So I think the eclipse is going to happen during live stream time on the 8th. And so if the weather is going to be good, I will do live stream from outside. Maybe we'll do live stream from upstairs anyway, so I could see. I do want to still, whether it's, I mean, unless it's completely cloud covered, I'd like to at least try to go out there and see it, you know, what I can from my house. So we'll see. We'll see when we get a little bit closer. All right. I got to get going for today soon. Not yet, but I want to make sure we play our game. So let's play Boston Marathon Trivia 2024 edition. And all these facts, I think these are going to be facts. These facts might be easy to Google, maybe not. I will reveal my source for all these facts. These are, I can vouch for the source of the facts. Whether they're actually true, I'm not sure, but I feel like the source is a really good one. So these are some interesting facts. I don't think that they're really all that Googleable. So there won't be any cheating today. Not that any of you guys would cheat, but here's the first question, Boston Marathon trivia. So every year they talk about how many countries are represented, how many states, people from all 50 states are running the Boston Marathon, 30,000 runners, all that. How many countries will be represented, assuming everyone from all these countries still runs? Because I'm guessing there might be one or two countries where it's like one person is there, and if that one person doesn't come, the number might change. But as of now, how many countries are going to be represented in the Boston Marathon 2024? They usually say like over 100 countries represented, but what's the actual number? Someone knows. It's over 100, that's the hint. Someone already is very, very close, but that person went over anyway. But now that I told you it's over 100, that should give you guys a better idea. Also, does anyone know how many countries are there in the world? Like, is that a number that is constantly changing or in dispute? I'm guessing that it's probably in dispute sometimes, but yeah, I don't know. Calvin wants to know whether the BAA recognizes Palestine as a country. I don't know. I actually don't know. They didn't list out what countries were going to be represented, but they gave a number. And it looks like Brian Free has the exact right number, 127 countries. Ding, 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 ding. That's the exact number. So hopefully everyone makes it in for the race. I guess you could say that as long as they start, that country's been represented in the race, right? Wouldn't you say? Is that it? Not just picking up the bid, but starting. But if they I don't think it matters if they finish or not. But, you know, that's kind of where I think it is. And Richard Wilson wants to know, would Taiwan be a country or would that piss someone off? That would piss off some people. You know? That's why I'm like, I'm not sure if there's a definitive number. Luis says there's 195 countries according to Alexa. Interesting. All right. I didn't think that would get so political so fast, but there we go. All right. Question number two. So we all know that the Boston Marathon starts in Hopkinton, right? But how many miles of the race are actually within Hopkinton limits? How many miles of the race? It starts there. So there's a certain amount of time that you're in Hopkinton, at least at the starting line. How much longer are you in Hopkinton after the starting line? And we can do the questions in miles. Yeah. You guys are all really close already. You guys have good guesses. I don't know how many towns the race goes through. That would have been another good trivia question. But let's see. Shannon says 3. Martha says 1. And we got a lot of answers in between. Cobalt Blue coming in with a very specific answer. The answer that I have is 1.9 miles. So I'm going to give it to Cobalt Blue of 1.92 miles. It's 7.25% of the race is actually in Hopkinton. Other than the fact that you get bused there, you spend time there, you warm up there, you go to the bathroom there, and you start there, you know. But then you also run another 1.9 miles after that. And Frank says, I wouldn't be surprised if they told me you walk to the start line and the start line is out of town. I wouldn't have been surprised about that either. That I feel like 0 would be a good answer. That'd be a fun trivia question too if it was actually 0. But it's 1.9. All right. Calvin wants to know, is it 1.9 Strava miles or actual miles? It's 1.92 actual miles, but 1.9 Strava miles. That's why it's 1.9. I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Let's get to question number 3. We're going through these fast. All right. So we all know, I think we all know at this point, that Boston Marathon is on a Monday. That's a state holiday, Patriots Day. It's the third Monday of the month. Right? Is that how it works? Third Monday of the month, I feel like. But it wasn't always on Patriots Day. When was the Boston Marathon held before it was held on Patriots Day? I feel like this is going to be a fun one. The answer is very peculiar. It's I'm not sure I'm reading it correctly the way I read this factoid. So we can kind of like discuss it together. But when was the Boston Marathon held before it was on Patriots Day? And since it started being on Patriots Day, there's only been one day where it hasn't been on Patriots Day, and that was the fall Boston Marathon. Hopefully the only time. But when was it before it was on Patriots Day? Andrew Scott says Traitor's Day. CJ says King George's birthday. Eric Fenzing says Paul Revere Day. But Brian Free has the answer again. April 19th. So starting in 1968, it was held on Patriots Day every year since then, except for that one fall Boston Marathon. Before that, from 1967 to the first year, which was 1897, it was always held on April 19th, no matter what day of the month, April, or a day of the week, April 19th was, unless it was a Sunday. So I guess if April 19th was on a Sunday, then it wasn't on April 19th. But the goal, the benchmark was every year, April 19th. So I guess it could have been on like a random, can you imagine how you having to run the Boston Marathon on like a random Tuesday? But I suppose like back then, people were like, you just could like rip something out of the back of a Runner's World magazine and like mail it in and get a bib. So, or you could just walk up and sign up. So I guess maybe that's why attendance was low. Participation was low, among other reasons. But yeah, isn't that weird? April 19th? Jerry Furlong says, I've always wondered why the Boston Marathon is on a Monday. Now I know, and I have no idea why you rebels call it Patriots Day. I mean, I do think that like it's kind of funny that like it's Boston Marathon on Patriots Day, and then the next week, so many runners, especially Americans, go to London. I feel like they should reverse the order. London and then the British come to Boston. You know what I mean? That'd be funnier, I guess, if you're into history jokes that intersect with dad jokes. If you're into that Venn diagram intersection, then really the London Marathon and Boston Marathon should switch days. But that's just me. Frank says, a Monday race is weird enough. But at least there's a holiday now. I mean, I don't know how much older Patriots Day is than the Boston Marathon. You know what I mean? Because like, can you imagine, like, if you were having to take time off of work to run a Boston Marathon on a Thursday, and then Patriots Day was a state holiday, and you had Monday off right there the whole time, you'd be like, why didn't we do this sooner? It just makes more sense. Yeah, the only thing weirder than doing it on a random Thursday is Andrew Scott says a Monday at 10:30 a.m. I suppose that is weird, but at least you have the day off. You know, but here's the thing that like confuses me about that. It's like, all right, well, you always got Patriots Day as a holiday. Why not run it on Sunday and then give everyone the day off to recover? I just feel like that makes more sense. In Chicago, it's usually around Columbus Day. So Monday is a day off for a lot of people. And so you run Chicago on Sunday, you have the day off Monday. But, you know, Boston, those rebels, they're going to do things their own way, I guess, right? All right. So question number four. This year is going to be the 10th anniversary of, isn't it 10th anniversary of Meb winning the Boston Marathon? And he was the first American male to win it in a long time. Who was the last American male to win the Boston Marathon before Meb? I think since Meb, there hasn't been another American to win the Boston Marathon. And before Meb, who was the last American male to win it? If you can give me the year or the person, I'll give you credit for that one, because this one's tough. Tommy Runs is here. He says, Coke. Tommy, do you know? Do you know who was the last American male to win the Boston Marathon before Meb? Andrew Scott says, Cliff Clavin. Shannon says, Ryan Hall. I don't think Ryan Hall ever won the Boston Marathon. Let's see. Generous Triangle says, I don't think Sunday for the Boston Marathon would work because the churches wouldn't approve shutting down roads on a Sunday. The roads are shut down on Sunday, though. But I guess Sunday night they close them? I don't know. All right. I have to look up the answer again because I forget. Okay. Let's see if anyone has anything close. Someone cheated, for sure. In here, I saw it. They admitted that they cheated. I feel like the best answer are the people that are saying Salazar. Tommy Runs thinks it's Salazar. Chuleta 1519 thinks Salazar. Grant Reese also thinks that as well. Frank LaHoya says Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris didn't win the Boston Marathon. The Boston Marathon tried to fight Chuck Norris and the Boston Marathon lost. That's how that goes. But Sean Devlin is right. It was in the 80s. There was a long drought. But Salazar was in 82. After that was 83. Greg Meyer was the last American male to win the Boston Marathon before Meb. So there was a 21... Was it 21 years? Am I right? 31 years? I don't know. 31-year gap in time for American men to win the Boston Marathon. So there it is. There it is. Whew. All right. A lot of good guesses, though, guys. I'm impressed. Or they weren't guesses. They're good answers. All right. Question number five for today. So if you win the Boston Marathon, you win $150,000. That's a lot of money. If you break a course record, I believe that's also, I think you have to break the course record and win. So if like two or three people break the course record, only one person gets it. I think that bonus is $50,000. What do you get if you come in 10th? I think I ask this question for like every major marathon trivia that we do. Cause I'm almost like, it's like a Happy Gilmore question. What's the prize for 10th place? Follow-up question. Do they get an oversized novelty cardboard check? That's what I want to know. All right. Frank thinks it's $600. Eliza thinks $3,000. Jason says you just win a medal. Shane Johnson says you get a shirt. Superintendent says a Boston cream pie. Patrick Aldudina says you get a medal made out of recycled steel. You know what, though? Maybe it's too soon to ask, but do you think for the Baltimore Running Festival Marathon next year, they'll have pieces of the bridge? I don't know. Andrew Scott thinks it's a $15 gift card to Dunkin'. These are great answers. But the answer is, someone had it. I think it was Shannon had it really soon. Shannon had it. $5,000. The 10th place. No, that's not right. It's close, but that is the closest one that I saw. The 10th place finisher gets $5,500. And someone mentioned, and you won't get shown on TV. That's probably also true, depending on when you come in. But yeah. So, prize for 10th place, $5,500. Shannon's like, I didn't get it, but that was the closest answer. All right, we'll do one more. I even got a bonus question, and it's eclipse themed. Here's a bonus question. It doesn't matter any more than or less than any of the other questions, but here we go. There's been some weird weather for all the Boston marathons, fall, spring, snow, heat, but what year were there dark skies in Hopkinton caused by a northeast storm and a partial solar eclipse? What year were there dark skies caused in part by a partial solar eclipse? Any guesses? You can just guess. But it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, I don't remember everyone ever talking about eclipses growing up. Could have been in recent memory, could have been in my growing up memory, but I don't think the only way anyone's going to get it is by completely guessing. All right. Martha says 1492. There may have actually been an eclipse that year. Stephen C. 1984 says 2005. Steve Norrell says 2024. And JC says, no idea, 1937. That's very, very close. In 1939, there was a northeast storm and a partial solar eclipse. And the way that the factoid was written, it says that runners in Hopkinton started with dark skies because of a northeast storm and a partial solar eclipse, which makes me think, when they finished, did they not? Maybe because it's a couple hours later in the day. Maybe the eclipse would have been gone by then. So I guess maybe that's why in the start you would have seen it. But it was in 1939. So 37 was the closest one. Super Unjit had it. And a lot of you guys. Did you guys actually have it? You guys just guessing? Yeah. So that's when there was an eclipse. All these questions, I was able to find them as far as the source. The source for these questions is the Boston the BAA Media Guide. So you can find all these factoids and many more over there. It's a pretty fun place. So now you know, if you're listening to a broadcast or if you're listening to someone else spouting off random factoids about the Boston Marathon, They probably got it from the media guide PDF that gets circulated around. You can also search it. You can find it too. Just look up Boston Marathon Media Guide and you'll find it there. So lots of fun facts. All right, guys, that's going to be it for today. I got to get going because I got to get this tooth taken care of finally. And that's my first time there, so I'm sure there's paperwork, but I got to go. I got to take care of my tooth. Tomorrow, there won't be a video, but we will have a Tail Wag Wednesday. We'll do that at the end of the episode. And I've got a really fun unboxing that I think you guys are going to, only some of you guys are going to be really interested in. I'm really interested in it. Although I don't need it yet. I'll need it later in the year, but it'll be fun. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. In the meantime, be safe and stay dry out there, everybody. Thanks.